I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
I listen on the app. I usually listen to the radio, like on my app.
Love the app. 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey Wichita, Jacob Albright. Stay right there for the latest breaking in sports talk. It's Sports Daily, coming up next, exclusively on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. This is at the RBC Heritage. Listen.
Give me back my son!
Give me back my son.
Give me back my son!
Not quite as good as it was at the Masters, because how could it be? It's the Masters. Again, I would love to sit here and say, it's us. Where else would that come from? Or where else would some line from a movie that's like 30 years old, where would that come from? How does that all of a sudden make a comeback?
Give me back my son!
If not for this show. Now, I don't know that with certainty.
Give me back my son.
Give me back
and
my son.
And we've got all the F-bombs and threats to come along with.
Give me back my son.
So now it's become a thing. Now in the middle of backswings or after a shot, you're hearing people you're hearing somebody say, give me back my son. So I'm saying, all right, I can't say with certainty that it's us. But if not, where's it coming from?
I'm Jim Rome. Jim Rome here. True story. I married the best person I've ever met, Janet. And not only that, but the best mother I know. So would it not stand a reason that I would get her the very best gift for Mother's Day? Aura Frames. What an absolutely amazing product. I love it so much. And more importantly, she does. Save on gifts that moms love at AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, get $25 off the Carver Matte Frame. That's the one we have. You have to use the code ROME, R-O-M-E. Support this show by mentioning the Jim Rome Show at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. AuraFrames.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage in today for TJ Cleland. Glad to have big fella in. Max Powers producing. He's taking your calls at 869-1240. We're taking your comments on Facebook, on YouTube, on X, where you can find the show. Thanks also for watching us on 12 News Connected. Thanks for listening to us over the air and on the Odyssey app. You can leave voice messages on the Odyssey app. You can email the show at sportsdaily@kfhradio.com. We appreciate it, all the different ways you might take us in here on Sports Daily. Of course, if you're a little groggy today, if you need that Prairie Fire coffee a little extra this morning, we feel you. If you stayed up late with the Royals last night, you need to maybe put something in that coffee to help get you through the day. It is, you know, you keep wondering, are we going to hit rock bottom with the Royals here early in the year?
Rock bottom.
And they just keep taking it a little lower.
Jiminy Christmas. You're not even in double digits wins. I mean, you know, most of the teams in Major League Baseball have at least 10 wins. I mean, there's only like 7 or 8 teams that don't. I mean, come on now. This is just crazy. And you want to know something? I guess we've got to say again, if the Royals climb it back into this thing somewhere along the line, which they could do. I mean, we think this is a good enough baseball team that somewhere along the line they will crawl back into this fight somehow to play for a wild card. I mean, it seems like it's not uncommon for the Royals to play back in, and now they're 2 or 3 games away from a position with the wild card and getting into the playoffs. We've seen that happen on numerous occasions. And will this team be one of those teams, or will this be one of those teams that just doesn't find that base, find that whatever it is they do, you know, get that identity for what we're good at? And because right now at this point, what are we good for? Our starting pitching, I guess, if there was a bright spot, we could say starting pitching has been good, decent. Bullpen hasn't quite been there. But, well, I'll tell you what, this can be a very frustrating situation year in and year out. I guarantee you this isn't where the powers to be in the Royals organization thought they would be at this point, is it?
No. No, it is not.
No, it is
not. They're trying to convince people they need a downtown stadium and to put in a bunch of money. The timing of this is awful.
Awful.
We'll dig into last night, which was a new set of issues and lows, sort of. We'll have that. We'll get ready for the Chiefs in the NFL draft. Andy Reid talked yesterday. We'll take you back through some of what he had to say ahead of the draft, which begins on Thursday, in which the Chiefs are getting after it a little earlier than they have in a very long time. So we'll see what Paul Savage thinks of the latest rumors and who he'd like to see them attack in the draft. It's all coming for you. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Have a brew with the view on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour on WBC East Patio, or grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. When you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. Paul also wants to talk a little NBA playoffs. Leave that to Paul. NBA has not been on my list this year, but we'll get the early goings of what's happening. Most series now, about a game into this thing.
Yeah, a couple games now. Yeah.
As we get through, it's portal season. We'll keep our eye on any portal rumblings. KU still kind of slowly coming along. We saw him add a player yesterday, but certainly nothing headliney just yet. Good player, I think, but that's kind of what we're doing with all the portal guys at this point. We think, right? We're not 100% sure because a lot of them we haven't seen play any basketball. I mean, any basketball yet. But we'll get into it all throughout the day today. That game we were talking about, the Royals fall 7-5. We're going to talk Chiefs on the other side. So just in case you missed it last night and didn't catch it, the Royals just absolutely mind-numbing stuff last night. They have the 1-0 lead in a game where they stranded more than a dozen base runners out there. They had four or five different opportunities with the bases loaded in less than two outs, could not come up with any of them before extra innings, and just absolutely, I mean, it's insane stuff what we're seeing this team squander here early on. And then, well, okay, 1-0 holds. Seth Lugo's fantastic in this game. Matt Strom gives you a good hold. Lucas Ursig comes in, walks three guys, and can't hold the lead. Blows the save. Go into extra innings, and then things fall apart. There are questionable manager decisions, I thought, in this game all over the place. The strange times to bunt, the use of John Schreiber late in the game. I don't know what's going on here, Paul. I don't know what to say, except what in the world is going on with the Royals? Why do we, like, this is getting to a point now, 7-16. They have blown leads. We have seen offensive ineptitude. They've lost them every way you can lose them, Paul. Like, it doesn't matter how you come up with it. And we're only 19 to 25 games into this thing.
Well, there were all kinds of ways last night that Kansas City could have won this game. I mean, there were at least two or three opportunities where you had runners all over the place, and all you needed was one. And in regular innings, and boom, you got to win, and you walk off, and people are feeling much better. But the loss last night, everybody's feeling much worse. I mean, I'm at that point too, where I'm starting to really have doubts. You know, up to a certain point, you think to yourself. And by the way, over the years, how many times have we talked about Kansas City? Once we say get to October, not October, but say late August, early September, and we talk about, well, you know, those losses early in the season. You know, Jacob, yeah. Those losses. By the way, the problem with that is those losses count late in the season, don't they? And here's going to be one of those situations again. For all we know, the Royals are going to get their act together, and all of a sudden, you know, we're going down into August, and now we're just, you know, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 games out of a wild card berth, and there it is right there. You know, you get on a hot streak, somebody loses a couple games. All of a sudden, Kansas City Royals are now, you know, they're competing for a wild card berth. They might make the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, they don't make the playoffs, and we've seen that happen numerous times. But, you know, that gets frustrating after a while, and all these losses are going to mount up. My question for you at this point is, already 16 losses, only 7 wins. You know, that's only 24 games right there. That's 23 games. That's all this is. But 23 games in it, into the season, there's already too many losses this early in the season really to make that run, to be that team we want them to be in late August, aren't they? Isn't that too much to ask for most baseball teams?
You have to remember the stretch they went on last year, where they won whatever it was, 18 out of 20. I think the challenge for me is, Paul, we're seeing stuff that may not be able to be fixed. Like, I still think they have on paper some good things, but everything is going wrong at the same time. Guys are pressing. Uh-huh. You've got squabbles with the manager. Like, it's only April and we're getting that kind of stuff. I don't know if something crazy is going to happen to try to shake this thing loose, but the Royals have invested a lot into this season, and to have it unraveling not even a month in feels like desperation time if you're upper management. We'll get into that later in the show.
Yes, I'd like to.
We'll take your comments on it. But when we come back, let's talk NFL draft. Andy Reid talked yesterday. We'll take you back through some of what he had to say ahead of Thursday's first round, where the Chiefs have 2 picks. That's coming up on Sports Day.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.